community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's all good on a Saturday afternoon when we're talking motor racing. It's the end now of the Fiesta Junior Championship season. And one of the stars, it would be right for me to say that, we have in the studio today, Lachlan. I mean, Lachlan Behrman, you, this time last year, we were talking about you looking forward to your first year in car racing, and you've just completed that year.
Yeah, it's been a great year. Just a bit of an unfortunate end, but other than that, yeah, it's been a really good year. Been really exciting, been really good close racing, so it's just been great so far.
You're here with your dad as well. You say it was an unfortunate end. I mean, in many ways, I suppose you are, you feel, just looking back to your last race weekend, aren't you? In a lot of ways.
Yeah, so I think it was, as Lachlan said, it was a brilliant year. We got up, we were third in the championship, and then the last two rounds, car problems, and then an accident in the final round, just kind of took that all away. So it was really disappointing finish, but when you look back, it was good.
And ultimately, yeah, you've been doing the Fiesta Junior Championship. You competed in every race. Now, it's two races of a weekend, isn't it? The idea, I think, is to get the cost as low as possible and make sure that you get, was it 16 races in total, and it's eight weekends. You travelled around the country as well doing that, didn't you?
Yeah, we went up to Wales. Yeah, we were everywhere.
It was
Silverstone, some great tracks as well. But yeah, up and down, it was really good.
Thinking back to this time last year, I mean, Silverstone was one of the tracks that you were really looking forward to racing in, wasn't it?
Yeah, Silverstone was probably one of the favourite tracks to race at all year. It's such a big special occasion, so yeah, it was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you've done well this year. You know, you've had, this time last year, your targets, your ambitions, exactly where it was that you wanted to be. Now, you had a good championship in the end, didn't you? I mean, disregarding the last race or two, and overall, you've been on the podium. You've had a good season all round compared with where you were. If you're sort of thinking, well, this time last year you hadn't done car racing at all. I mean, for a rookie, you must be looking back and think you've got a season to be proud of.
Yeah, well, we went into the season hoping for a top 10 finish and hoping to be competitive enough to race in the top 10 and be, you know, up the front. But that quickly changed, and we were straight away battling for second in the championship pretty much the whole season. So, yeah, that was great to start off with, and we just kept working at that. And then, obviously, unfortunate end, finished with fourth. But looking back, still a great result, thinking at the start of the year we were hoping just for a top 10.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I was there at the first race weekend, and I think then, John, you realised the potential, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So I think, you know, we went into it, we were a new team, new drivers, we hadn't done a lot of testing, so we kind of, I think we, being sensible with our expectations, but actually Lachlan, the first time he drove Snetters and he come in and said to me, "You give me the car, we can be competitive," and that's how it turned out to be.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, Lachlan, yourself, you know, you've been successful in karting, you're then going across to cars. There's a lot of pressure on you there as well, isn't it? I mean, in terms of doing that, the transition to cars, you took to it like a duck to water, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a big change, obviously, to start off with straight away, especially the width of the car, not being able to see the wheels. It's completely different to karting, but as I've been involved in racing all my life, it was pretty much just getting into it, doing a couple of test sessions, and I was pretty much on the pace.
And you I suppose people say, yeah, look, you go from karts to cars, it's fine, it's a simple transition. Puts a lot of pressure on you, though, doesn't it? You're sitting there thinking, right, I've got to prove that I can do this in a car.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the transition, completely different speed differentials, but yeah, the nerves get to you because you're thinking, well, what if I'm not as quick as I am in karting? But yeah, you get used to it straight away, and it's great fun, but really competitive.
Is the setup of a kart completely different to a car, or do you find that you're still thinking, well, the springs need this changing, or, you know, whatever? Because ultimately, it's still a Fiesta that you're driving.
Yeah, the car's very sensitive to change. So with karting, you change like tyre pressures and things like that, but cars, it's very like sensitive to suspension changes, or if you change the pressure in the tyres, So it's all, there's a lot of stuff that you could change to affect the car in a very big way.
Yeah, God. There is so much going on. Look, what we'll do, we'll play a quick song and then we will come back. Give you time to get your breath back as well. Overall, though, in a great season that you've had, we've got plenty to talk about the season. And anyone listening as well, if they think, this sounds great, how do I get involved in racing? Mm-hmm. It's a way to inspire other drivers already at what? You're still only 14.
Yeah.
Look, thanks, Lachlan. We'll be talking to Lachlan very shortly again. We're in the studio here at Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM playing Feeder and Tumble and Fall. We're in the studio here with Lachlan Behrman, Fiesta Junior racer, who's had a good season in Fiesta Juniors at just 14 years old. And I mean, Lachlan, in terms of where you start, how did you learn to drive? You won't get a driving licence yet, will you? Well, you have a driving licence, haven't you? But it's a racing licence that you've got.
I just went down the car drone for a couple of hours, just learning gears, learning how to drive a car pretty much.
Yeah.
Just with my dad sitting next to me, just telling me what to do, what all three pedals do, which obviously I wasn't used to. But yeah, just went down there, and then after that, just went and did a couple test sessions at Snetterton, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose it doesn't really seem strange that you're driving cars without going on the road, because you've got a load of competitors there as well who are all in the same boat, aren't they?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a whole grid, so,
yeah,
so everyone's all doing the same speed, so it's not like on a road where people are doing different speeds, so yeah, it's all very similar.
Yeah, and they won't be doing anything daft like driving along talking on their mobile and stuff either, will they, while they're racing as well. So you're not necessarily picking up bad habits, are you? They're learning to drive the correct way, just quicker than most people would as well. I mean, you're new to driving the cars. You know, you went straight into racing there anyway from a point of view of cars. It's, from what you said, it just seems natural. It's just all come naturally to you, is it?
Yeah, just going, obviously I've been in racing for such a long time. The racing part of Fiestas wasn't such a big deal. It was just learning about things like the starts and using the handbrake to get away from the line and things like that.
Yeah. And it's so different from circuit to circuit. I mean, in terms of the car spec anyway, what sort of top speed would you be getting? Say, at circuit like Snetterton or Silverstone on the main straight, you'd be pulling the top speed possible, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we'd be hitting about 120, 125.
Yeah.
Yeah, the car's about 170 horsepower, so quite powerful for 14-year-olds pretty much.
How quickly do you brake as well? Because you must know exactly when to brake then for a corner.
Yeah, it's all just like a feel thing. You just go into a corner and then you just hit the brakes and you just get used to it pretty much. You know when it's going to brake, even if you've never driven the track before.
Yeah, yeah. And as a 14-year-old, you've been doing this all season. Your friends at school, are they used to it anyway because you've been karting, or does word spread and everyone go, look, he's a racing driver?
Yes and no.
Right.
A lot of people are very supportive. I think it's really great, but then there are some people that they don't really understand the sport.
No.
Because obviously they've never seen things like it before. But other than that, people, they think it's really interesting.
And people also, I know with radio, perhaps people say, oh, you're on the radio, you must get loads of money. People probably think you're earning loads of money as a racing driver already, don't they?
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that at all.
Yeah, people think you're getting paid millions and millions. But no, it's all just coming out of your dad's pocket.
Yeah. And there are Formula One drivers who are paying for their drive. So it happens at every level, doesn't it, John? You know,
absolutely.
You could be doing this for the rest of your life.
I am.
Yes.
And that's why I'm grey and looking so old.
But supportive all the way through. And we always say you always need sponsorship. If anyone wants to get in touch with Phoenix FM, they can. They can just Google Lachlan, really. It's probably a good way of finding out there.
Yeah, if you Google Lachlan, there's plenty on there. Obviously, you can get in touch via his website through Phoenix. We're always grateful for the support you guys give us. And, you know, the budget makes a big difference. So to be fair, like a lot of the drivers, we test at the race weekend. So we can't afford to go testing the month before. So you learn everything at that race weekend. But it's great.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so much involved. You know, you don't get your weekends off, really. And the race weekends themselves, from start to finish, you're really busy. I mean, what's involved generally from the beginning, especially if you're travelling somewhere like Anglesey?
Yeah, it's just obviously It's, it all comes at the same time. It's not like you do one weekend before and then straight away, you know, you think about the next weekend. It all just comes one weekend at a time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
just,
so you're...
You go, travel up there,
you've got your routine and you want to fit within that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just travel up there, test, test again, and then racing. It's all just kind of full on the whole weekend.
And you know, do you... I mean, Lewis Hamilton will say, you know, at the start of a weekend, you know how the car feels. Do you sometimes get there and think, oh, I've got to do some real work here if I need a result?
Yeah, it's just... It'll be like that a lot of weekends, you know. You never know how the car's going to feel, or what the track's going to be like, if the track's going to be, you know, damp or things like that. So you only know when you get those first few laps in what you're going to need to do to get a good result.
We'll come on more. We'll play another song and then come on more to the circuits as well. But, I mean, some of those circuits you'd never been to before, and if you've got a simulator or something, it doesn't necessarily... Is it enough for you to then go there a race weekend with people who have probably raced that circuit the year before and know a bit more?
Simulators, they just get you to help. They just help, you know, learn the track, know where it goes pretty much. But you can only really find out what the track's going to be like when you get there and you get on the track for the very first time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, look, we've got lots more to talk about. And again, we'll let people know how to get in touch with you. We've got Lachlan in the studio here talking Fiesta Junior Championship and... car racing. Talking motorsports and Lachlan Behrman here in the studio with us. Lachlan, you've had a good season. We've talked a lot about the season, and you've raced at a lot of different circuits. I was just saying before we played the last song there. I mean, people have recognised the majority of the circuits you talk about, wouldn't they? You've raced at Silverstone. That's a Grand Prix venue.
Yeah, that was an incredible feeling. Knowing there's a lot of people that would love to race there, but it's not. They don't have the opportunity to. But it's kind of such a young age and getting to race at these big circuits. It's really incredible feeling.
Your dad was saying something off air as well. I mean, in terms of where you are and just looking around, it's a venue that makes you appreciate it.
I think for me and a lot of the dads, it was probably one of the most exciting venues because we were in the wing in the Formula One pit garage. Yeah. So it was we're in the Force India garage, or, and it's just an amazing facility. And I was walking up the pit lane with Lachlan going, you're living your dream.
Yeah.
But the boys just want to go out and win races. Whilst they appreciate where they are, I don't think they have the same... it doesn't resonate as much with them as it does with the dads. We're all beside ourselves.
You say the boys, it is all male. It was all male pretty much this year, wasn't it? I know there are other championships where there are more female drivers there.
Yeah.
And in karting, you were saying yourself, you were racing against quite a few girls as well, weren't you?
Yeah, there's... been a few girls in a lot of the races, which I think is great. Everyone should get into it.
Yeah So it's not just exclusive to boys, is it? But it's just the way it was this year.
This year for the Fiesta Juniors, it was all guys. There are some ladies racing in the other Fiesta classes, and I have to say all the lads are brilliant.
So
you know, 14 to 17, some of them rock up in their own cars, but they're all really, really good.
It's a big age gap, isn't it? When you think at that age, between 14 and 17, you must look up and think, well, there must be some people you look up to in the Fiesta Junior Championship, and you think, oh, I want to be like him in a year's time or 2 years' time. No, you just
not
want to
really,
be yourself.
Yeah, just
go on then.
Yeah,
who do you look up to? Is it Formula One drivers mainly?
Yeah, Ayrton Senna. He's big inspiration. I think he was a great driver.
Yeah.
But Fernando Alonso and Max Verstappen, I love watching them. I think they're really great, talented drivers.
Yeah. Well, Max Verstappen, we were saying, I mean, he's not that much older than you, is he?
Just a few years.
Some of the 17-year-olds are only a year or two younger than him anyway.
Yeah, he's just turned 18.
Yeah, so, you know, it's mad when you think about it. And we talked about the season. We talked about it being a good season, ultimately. I mean... best and worst moments, if you're going to be pinned down in terms of... Should we start with your worst first?
Yeah, losing a win at Snetterton, that was really hard. Obviously, first win I was going to take and last lap, it just kind of got thrown away, but came away from that weekend with positives.
You led for a lot of that race, didn't you?
Yeah, I led for pretty much the whole race as well, and it was in the rain and we were on slick, so it was sliding around and... I had a big gap and then it all just kind of went wrong, but No, we had a good race before that, so we came away with positives from that weekend. But then we had troubles at Anglesey as well, with an ECU problem, which caused me to be down on power, so I finished last both races. So obviously that was really hard to take in, but obviously coming away from every weekend, trying to take the positives out of it.
Mm. What was your highlight then? Again, pinning you down, what's the best part of the season?
The second at Snetterton, on the same day we lost the win, that was that first race. I came away from that all smiles, really looking forward to the rest of the season after that. Silverstone National in the pouring rain, came from the back to just miss out on a podium. But that was a really great race.
Yeah.
And also Castle Coombe, where we had no diff, which meant I was down on power, but just clipped a wall as well, clipped the pit wall at high speed, managed to carry on and came away with a mid-field finish. So, it was really great races in the season.
When you clip the wall like that, you must just think, oh, my race is over.
Well, you just clip the wall. I didn't even realise I clipped the wall. I just got my head straight back down, got to overtaking again. It was only until I came after the race and my dad and my sister were freaking out, you've hit the wall and,
But you didn't even notice, which is probably the best way to be when you're in the car, isn't it?
Yeah, just get going again, get your head down, keep focusing.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, look, I mean, you've already said about your friends at school and the fact that they think you earn loads of money and all that. They're all really good about you racing, are they? I mean, and the school itself, are they supportive as well?
Yeah, the school are very supportive. They'll let me have time off the day before the race weekend so I can go testing. Wow. But they let me catch up on schoolwork.
Yeah.
But they think it's great. They just let me go and do testing, make sure I'm doing well in that, as well as schoolwork.
And the question I suppose I need to ask you and your dad, really, in terms of the future plans. I mean, ultimately, your ambition is still to get to Formula One, is it?
Yeah, definitely want to get to Formula One, be world champion in that. Right. That would be great. Well, yeah.
Not much to ask for, is it? How are you going to go about doing that, really, now? Is it carry on in Fiesta Juniors? Is that the plan for the next year or two?
So, it just depends on budget, unfortunately. Yeah. So, lots of people are trying to talk to people around funding. There's a couple of potential interesting options opening to Lachlan, maybe year after next, possibly in America, which could be interesting. So there's something called the Mazda Route to Indy. So you do Formula 4 1600 in this country, which would be when he's 16. But we've got some contacts in the US. My brother-in-law, Lachlan's uncle, lives there, and we're obviously progressing that route, so that's something we'll look at. He wants to do something called MSA Formula 4 next year, which is incredible, but...
Single-seaters.
Massive. He's desperate to do single-seaters. It's massive amounts of money, and if nothing changes, I suspect we'll be doing the Fiestas again, although they've just brought out a new junior... saloon car thing for Clio's, which is possibly going to be on the touring car package,
and that'll be a similar budget, will it? But televised.
No, I think it's going to be a lot more than
because
the Fiestas.
It's televised and part of the touring car package. Then,
I mean the Fiesta's televised, but obviously not to the extent the touring car package is.
No, and I think the touring car package, the audience there would help with sponsors as well, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. So, well, look. There's so much to talk about and your plans for next year in the next few months. You will keep us up to date, won't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to find out any more, it's easy enough. I mean, there are plenty of links from the Phoenix FM website, if nothing else. You're on Twitter, aren't you? You've got your page on Facebook. I mean, if anyone wants to look for those, they can get the updates. And yours updates a lot more than some of the others. You're tweeting quite a bit some weekends, aren't you?
Yeah, and we've got Facebook updates as well. But obviously, if you don't see them, it's all on our website.
So we try and do that. It's something we want to do a bit more of. But obviously, the weekends are quite busy, and they do a lot of data work. But really, we want people. We want to get involved. It's nothing like coming down, be at the circuit.
Yes.
And
it's
hooked.
Good value. I mean, it costs you something like a tenner to get in and see some really good racing all day, wouldn't it?
Yes. This, I mean, it's not just the Fiestas. Obviously, there's a whole programme of other cars on. But I think for potential sponsors, bringing people down, being in and around the team, they can participate in the driver debriefs, see what goes on, be in the pit. That makes a big difference.
Brilliant. Look, thank you so much for coming in again. And who knows next year what we'll be talking about. But definitely then you've got another... Next year you're going to be racing one way or another. Absolutely. Thanks very much, Lachlan. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
See you in the studio soon, perhaps talking about your plans for next year later on. Thanks very much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.